Abraham. The Call of the Patriarch. In 1939, at the beginning of World War II, England's King George VI borrowed the words of poet Minnie Louise Haskins to reassure a worried nation as they faced a frightening, uncertain future. "Go into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way." Those words are an apt description of the journey that commenced when God called Abraham to follow him into the great unknown. "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you." When Abraham received the call from God, the world was recklessly out of step with the Creator. The catastrophic flood demonstrated the terrible peril humanity was ignoring. Pressed against the history of a fallen humanity, hope breaks through when God issues this call to Abraham. This is the glorious moment when winter's ice and snow begin melting and rumors spread that Aslan is on the move. God has not turned his back on his people. He is bending down and re-engaging his image bearers, starting over, this time with a 75-year-old patriarch. And in an act of uncommon trust, the moment readers should exhale with relief, Abraham put his hand into the hand of God and began his walk of faith into the dark unknown. Readers miss the full significance of this call of the patriarch if we do not recognize that Abraham is not following the patriarchal script. For a son to step away from the world that promised him so much as his father's firstborn, his obedience to God marks an overt disavowal of patriarchal norms. By calling Abraham to leave his father and his father's legacy behind, God is calling Abraham to abandon patriarchy. The call of the Creator has priority over the cultural standards of the day. Starting with Abraham, God is creating a new people whose parameters exceed bloodlines and cultural privileging and whose impact on the world will be blessings to others, goodness, fruitfulness, and flourishing. The call of the patriarch to leave his father is not the last time God will command him to be countercultural. This call will require trusting God in circumstances far more challenging than leaving Haran. It will mean going to the brink of his faith to violate his deepest patriarchal instincts when God asks him to do the inconceivable and offer up Isaac, his long-awaited treasured and only son of promise. God will go against the grain of everything that makes sense in the patriarchal world Abraham must leave behind to follow God into this unknown future. Walter Brueggemann captures the newness represented by Abraham's call. "The faith of Abraham is not in anything he sees in the world, but in a word which will overcome the barrenness of the world. The ones who are barren and hopeless become the practitioners of faith. They are the ones who do not doubt the promise and so allow the new age to surge upon them." God's call to Abraham is one of those moments in the Bible when we as readers set foot on holy ground.